Well, staying with Houston, and in fact, staying with our top story, the rescinding of DACA, because it's making news about Alonzo Guillen resonate even more. He's the 31-year-old so-called dreamer, a well-known radio DJ who got his work permit through DACA. He set out on a boat during Harvey to rescue people. He was swept away and drowned. He's being mourned by the immigrant community in Texas, a third of which is undocumented. And Stella Chavez of KERA met one couple without documentation in Houston. Rebuilding will be more daunting for them.
Nancy Vasquez goes through her little girl's shoes, purple sneakers, pink Minnie Mouse slippers, white sandals. Every one of them is wet. Some are moldy. This is the mess left by Harvey inside the family's rental home in southeast Houston. The night of the flood was terrifying.
Ese día yo no dormí.
I didn't sleep. Around 4 in the morning, I was starting to doze off when I asked him to see what was happening. I could hear the water, and it smelled bad.
Nancy, her husband Johnny, and their 7-year-old daughter Diana prayed. The water was already inside their home. A tree crashed onto the roof, and part of the ceiling cracked open. They knew they had to escape and take their chances walking through chest-deep water. Dad put daughter on his back. He carried their family's white French poodle in one arm and held onto his wife with the other. Nancy was scared. She doesn't know how to swim. Johnny tried to reassure her.
La ansiedad es lo peor, el peor enemigo de uno. El miedo.
Anxiety and fear is a person's worst enemy. I was trying to tell her that nothing bad was going to happen.
The family eventually reached dry land and waited to be rescued along Interstate 45. Now they spend their days cleaning up the rental home. Their landlord says they have to be out soon. They're staying with a friend from church. They worry about the future.
No tenemos familia.
We don't have family here. We don't have anywhere to go. We have to start over.
Starting over won't be easy. Both parents are undocumented. They say their daughter was born in the U.S., so they should qualify for FEMA help. They've been told by the agency, though, that they can't be approved until Diana's citizenship is verified. They don't know how long that'll be. FEMA confirms that those are the rules, but didn't say how long the process would take. The other problem? Neither of them have been able to work. He works for a company that installs carpet and flooring. He drives a company van, which was damaged in the flood, too.
I've told them my hands are tied. They keep calling me to work, but they're not telling me they're going to get me another car.
Nancy, who was born in Mexico City, is a makeup artist and worked out of their home. Johnny, who's Salvadoran, has money saved up, but it's not nearly enough. Tears flow every time Nancy talks about their situation.
There isn't a lot of help for people like us. We've never asked for assistance, and now that we have, there isn't.
So it's back to cleaning out the house and to waiting. For Here and Now, I'm Stella Chavez in Houston.